By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah عز وجل. I'm excited to be welcoming you back to another morning, mashallah, with Madani Channel. Let's, inshallah, begin this beautiful day, alhamdulillah. Let's, inshallah, listen attentively. Remember, whenever the Quran is being recited, we should give our full attention to the recitation of the Quran as well as this Madani views. Make good intentions, because the more good intentions you make, the more reward you shall reap, inshallah. Let's listen to the recitation. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
هو الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وجعل منها زوجها ليسكن إليها فلما تغشاها حملت حملا خفيفا فمرت به.
وہی ہے جس نے تمہیں ایک جان سے پیدا کیا اور اسی میں سے اس کا جوڑا بنایا کہ اس سے چین یعنی آرام پائے. پھر جب مرد اس پر چھایا اسے ایک ہلکا سا پیٹ رہ گیا تو اسے لیے پھرا کی یعنی چلتی پھرتی رہی.
فلما اثقلت دعوا الله ربهما لئن آتيتنا صالحا لنكونن من الشاكرين.
اور پھر جب بوجھل پڑی دونوں نے اپنے رب اللہ سے دعا کی ضرور اگر تو ہمیں جیسا چاہیے بچہ دے گا تو بے شک ہم شکر گزار ہوں گے.
فلما آتاهما صالحا جعلا له شرکاء فیما آتاهما.
پھر جب اس نے انہیں جیسا چاہیے بچہ عطا فرمایا انہوں نے اس کی عطا میں اس کے ساجھی یعنی شریک ٹھہرائے.
فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ.
تو اللہ کو برتری ہے ان کے شرک سے.
اَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ.
کیا اسے شریک کرتے ہیں جو کچھ نہ بنائے اور وہ خود بنائے ہوئے ہیں.
وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ لَهُمْ نَصْرًا وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنصُرُونَ.
اور نہ وہ ان کو کوئی مدد پہنچا سکے اور نہ اپنی جانوں کی مدد کریں.
وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى لَا يَتَّبِعُوكُمْ.
اور اگر تم انہیں راہ کی طرف بلاؤ تو تمہارے پیچھے نہ آئیں.
سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ أَدْعَوْتُمُوهُمْ أَمْ أَنْتُمْ صَامِتُونَ.
تم پر ایک سا ہے چاہے انہیں پکارو یا چپ رہو.
ان الذين تدعون من دون الله عباد امثالكم فادعوهم فليستجيبوا لكم ان كنتم صادقين.
بے شک وہ جن کو تم اللہ کے سوا پوچھتے ہو تمہاری طرح بندے ہیں تو انہیں پکارو پھر وہ تمہیں جواب دیں اگر تم سچے ہو.
الہم ارجل یمشون بها ام لہم ایدی یبطشون بها ام لہم اعین یبصرون بها ام لہم آذان یسمعون بها.
کیا ان کے پاؤں ہیں جن سے چلیں یا ان کے ہاتھ ہیں جن سے گرفت کریں یا ان کی آنکھیں ہیں جن سے دیکھیں یا ان کے کان ہیں جن سے سنیں.
قل ادعوا شرکاءکم ثم کیدون فلا تنظرون.
تم فرماؤ کہ اپنے شریکوں کو پکارو اور مجھ پر داؤں چلو اور مجھے مہلت نہ دو.
ان ولی اللہ الذی نزل الکتاب وهو یتولی الصالحین.
بے شک میرا والی اللہ ہے جس نے کتاب اتاری اور وہ نیکوں کو دوست رکھتا ہے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. The viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, we have listened to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran, Surah A'raf. My viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, so many parts, nearly a third of the Quran, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have listened to, which means that inshallah Azza wa Jal, in the near future, we shall have the entire Quran completely, inshallah Azza wa Jal, being recited, listened to by many individuals. My dear viewers of Madani channel, today we have listened to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. We now are going to move on to the Naat Sharif, onto the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the Naat Sharif is description. It is a description, my dear viewers. That's what it literally means, by the way, description. It's actually praise, isn't it? It's singing in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. And this is from the sunnah. Yes, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself would say to Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit, is one great example, possibly amongst the most famous, the great Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And something which comes to mind, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى قُطُّ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. That, you know, I'm more beautiful than you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no eye has ever seen, no mother has ever given birth to. لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You were created completely free of any defect, shortcoming whatsoever, as if you were created in the way that you yourself wish to be created. Alhamdulillah, this is generally when we think of the Hassan bin Thabit, this is something which is regularly recited, regularly heard of. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, look how regularly this is mentioned all over the world. It's remembered, my dear viewers of Madinah. There's no doubt that many of the companions would regularly praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they would do it in Arabic, in their own language. And we can do it. People all over the world would do it in their own language too, my dear viewers. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, being so close to the Indian subcontinent, we have the Urdu language. And many times, mostly, we find that the praise is either in, sometimes we have Arabic too, but mostly we find that it is in the Urdu language. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla. Why? Because we've had a recent, a brilliant, a phenomenal poet by the name of Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Such a great individual, my dear viewers of Madani channel. He was a mujaddid. And not only that, he was a brilliant poet. He was a brilliant poet. And his poetry is recited, I can say with confidence, on a daily basis. On a daily basis, alhamdulillah. And the reason why I could say this with such confidence is because I know some people who are always reading his kalams. They're always reading and reciting his poetry. You know, whether they're reading it in amongst others or whether they're just walking in the street, they'll be reading it on their own. Alhamdulillahi Azzurrah. This is the brilliance of this one particular poet. Although there are many, this is not the only one. Alhamdulillah, there are many individuals, Malayvials, especially in the Urdu language, we find it in the Persian language. Even in English, mashallah, we find much praise, beautiful poetry written in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear viewers, if you yourselves are aware, inshallah, we shall listen to the Naatsheef. If you are aware of the words, try to read along. If you're not aware of the words, no problem. Sometimes you can guess some words, can't you? Read along as much as possible, but at least make good intentions and gain reward by listening, inshallah, wa azza wa jal. Let's listen to the Naatsheef. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
اے جلوہ جانانا اے جلوہ جانانا اے جانانا جانانا اے جانانا جانانا تو شمع رسالت ہے کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے ہر دل بن میں خانا ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانا دو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذوق تیری ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذوق تیری بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل پروانہ پروانہ تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پانی ہے تیرا پانی دانا ہے تیرا دانا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا
سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری، سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری، تاحشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ،
دو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا،
تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. دی ویوز اف مدنی چینل ماشاءاللہ عز وجل، وی ہیو جسٹ لسنڈ ٹو دی نعت شریف اف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. ناو الحمدللہ عز وجل ماشاءاللہ، یس، سینگ دی پکچرز اف دی بلیسڈ سٹی، دی مسجد، مور دی مسجد رادر دین دی سٹی of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the Masjid An-Nabawi, the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, the resting place of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. I do pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to go and visit this city very very soon inshallah azza wa jal, or at least inshallah azza wa jal very very soon to go perform the Umrah Sharif inshallah azza wa jal. Nevertheless, my dear viewers of the channel, yes, what is today's topic? Today's topic, our friend circle. Just a quick note for parents, there's a few options. One, you yourselves, my dear viewers, please do have your children make the most of this time, not waste this time. Not every, yes, they can play every day. They're kids. Kids play. Children play. Yes, they can play every day. But it shouldn't be all day playing. No. Teach them that, alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. Within Muslims is a beautiful, there's a system. So, yes, you can play. If you're a child, you can play. They may have their toys. They may wish to play outside. That's fine. But also teach them that we need to learn how to read the Qaeda, depending on what age they have. They're 4 or 5 years old. You know, four age, prime age, to be learning how to recite the Quran. So they begin with the Qaeda. Those who are elderly, they don't know how to read the Quran properly, there's no harm in them going back to a madrasa and learning how to recite the Quran. Alhamdulillah, even online, Dawat Islam is providing courses. So online, they can join. They can join. And for those who do wish to place their children of any age, alhamdulillah, for, I won't say any age, I think there may be an age restriction. It won't be children who are very, very young. But maybe, you know, 7 age plus, Allahu Alam, I'm not too sure. All over the country, we have madrasas, so youngsters can join madrasas. Inshallah, there shall be weekend opportunities too. For those who are a little bit older, they could travel on a Madinah Qafila, where they spend 3 or so days in a masjid. And there's so much, you know, to learn, which they themselves can learn. Get away a little from the world. Invite themselves, invite others towards goodness, inshallah. So there's so many opportunities. My dear viewers of Madani channel, coming to our topic, our friend circle. Our friend circle, very, very important. Now, nearly everybody has a friend circle. Yeah, there are some people who they would consider themselves introverts, where I don't really like mingling. Let's just say, I don't really like mingling with anybody. I wish to just keep myself to myself. Okay, you know, a person does that. But the majority of the people will have a friend circle. And, you know, you may think, who is? And from our first, my dear viewers, we have so many friends, don't we? When we're in school, and we, you know, we start, the youngsters start counting their friends. Little kids, they may come home and say, oh, I have more friends than you. And they start naming all the people in their class. These are all my friends. And then later as they grow up, you realize that there are less and less people, meaning in your friend circle. And this may increase in some places. It may increase. Why? Because you know different people in different places. It may be at university, you know a group of people. It may be you're working at the same time. From work friends, you have, you know, a group of people. It may be, you know, you play football or something and you have a, you know, friends. But what I'm referring to is those people who you regularly in contact with. Those people who you spend time with. Our friends circle, Madhavi Uzzaman, inshallah. And inshallah, this is what we shall be speaking about today. First to begin, this a story which is mentioned by Amir Ahli Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya. They state that there was this young man. He was possibly of, he was a young man, we can say. There was this young man. He went out and he rented a place. He went out into the city and he rented a place. Now, after some time, he was not seen, he was not noticed. After some time, people began to smell it. Well, it was a stench coming from his apartment or his house. And they were thinking, what is this smell? What is this stench? So they called the police because they've not seen this person. It's been a very, very long time. This very, very bad odor, this stench coming from this place. So naturally they'll call the police and say, look, there's a problem because they have no right to break in. What can they do? So they'll call the police. They think there is some sort of problem here. The police, they will come. They break down the door and they find within there that a person's dead body is there, and insects are all over the body, eating away at the flesh. And after, when a person dies, 1 or 2 days, sometimes 3 days later, a person's body begins to stink. If it's not buried, then there's a nasty stench which comes from it. And sadly, this is what happened. After they had queried, after they had investigated and looked into the situation, they discovered and they realized that this young man, he would gamble. So he had his friends around and they were all gambling, and he won a lot of money from his own friends. And these were his friends, yes. And he had won a lot of money from his own friends. And what happened when his friends lost that money? They decided to come together, kill him, rob him, take all that money and leave. This is what they did. They took that money, they left, they didn't even bother to bury him. Well, killing him was no doubt murder. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Let's move to our daily reminder and then inshallah we shall continue. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sadrul Afazil, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh writes under the ayah Fadhkuruni Adhkurkum. He writes in Tafsir Khazainul Irfan that dhikr is of three kinds. One is lisani, a dhikr which is performed or done through one's tongue. And the second kind is qalbi, meaning a dhikr which is performed or done through one's heart. And the third kind, which he mentions in his Tafsir Khazainul Irfan, is bil jabarih, meaning through one's body parts or physically. Dhikr lisani, this includes tasbih, taqdis, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing hamd, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioning tasbih and fana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which also includes asking for forgiveness, repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through tongue, or making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these are forms of dhikr which are under the definition of lisani dhikr, dhikr through a tongue. And the second kind is dhikr qalbi, and that is the kind of dhikr which is done through one's heart, which includes remembering the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering the azmat and kibriyai of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted status of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal, and then pondering, reflecting upon the dalail and the reasons and the proofs of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this includes under the definition of dhikr qalbi. As far as dhikr bil jawari is concerned, it is that form of dhikr where one's body parts and physical worship is just like hajj, going towards hajj. This is under dhikr bil jawari. Whereas salah is such a beautiful form of ibadah which includes all these forms, subhanallah, tasbih, takbir, thana, qiraat. All these are forms of dhikr lisani which are done in salah. And khushu and khudu, focus and concentration within salah, subhanallah, ikhlas, sincerity, that is also something related with one's heart. It is also part of salah. Whereas qiyam, ruku and sujood are forms of dhikr bil jawarih. So respected viewers of Madani Channel, we should try to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible. And we should do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all different kinds. We should do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our tongue. We should do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our heart. And we should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our body too. Inshallah, we will get blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and salvation. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. The reviews of Madani Channel. Today's topic, speaking about friend circle, speaking about who our friends should be, who they should not be. As the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the second Khalifa of Islam, the great Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states, this is beautiful, he says, do not involve yourselves in any such thing which does not benefit you. Do not involve yourselves in anything which does not benefit you. This is the first, and this is so important. This is so important, my dear viewers, because there are those things which benefit us. There are those things which they do not benefit us, but neither do they harm us. And then there's those things which do harm us. So whenever we are to perform anything, whenever we are to involve ourselves in anything, then this is the first question we must be asking. What is its benefit? Is there benefit? If there's no benefit, what are you doing there? Why are you wasting your time? Why are you wasting your life? Don't waste it. If there's some sort of benefit in it, good. And yes, there are benefit in many things. It could even be, you know, like many people love to do maybe mountain climbing, maybe exercising. There's benefit in it, isn't there? There's one which is the health benefit itself. It's a good benefit for even our mental balance, my dear viewers. And maybe we are walking or jogging at a beautiful, there's some beautiful scenery surrounding us. Maybe water, looking at water is good for us. Looking at greenery is good for us. We're getting good, you know, as we said, many benefits. Many benefits, my dear viewers. So we need to ask ourselves, are there benefits? Are there not benefits? Is there to be some sort of harm? If there's some sort of harm in it, then you wish to refrain from it. Similarly, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, those things which are haram, these are harmful for us. Gambling, because we were speaking about gambling, again, it comes to mind. Now, gambling is harmful. Some people think, what's the harm in it? I could become rich overnight. But this is a problem, because you could become poor overnight too. It may be you've worked so many years. Maybe your parents, and sadly this is what we see. And remember, 99.9 times you're going to lose rather than win. That's how these systems are made. Firstly, the reason is that we've been ordered within the glorious Quran that says haram. It's not allowed. That's good enough. But then, my dear viewers, there are so many people who have gambled away You know, due to the gambling, they have not only lost all of their money, all of their wealth. You know, it may be some people have gambled away an entire company worth hundreds of millions. Due to gambling, they've lost it. I'm not exaggerating here. I'm speaking about truth, the reality. These are things of what have happened. And then some people have gambled everything, they've lost everything. And when they lose everything, sadly they lose their family too. They've lost their spouse, they've lost their children too. Maybe they've brought harm to their children. Maybe they've brought harm to their family. This is something which becomes addictive. There are so many people who sadly, where you know it comes towards the end of the month, they are being paid. This is generally how it happens. Some people may be paid in different ways. But let's just say, generally, people are waiting until the end of the month. And that same night, they will go and squander that money, maybe in gambling. And every single time they think, oh, no, maybe next time I'll get it. They don't get it. Maybe next time I'll get it. All they're doing is wasting themselves, wasting their efforts. And that money is actually needed. Some people actually need the money for other things, for their family, but they're not providing it. Why? Because they are addicted to gambling, mazallah, sadly. So the first thing is that Umar Farooq, the second Khalifa of Islam, the second greatest companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he states that do not involve yourselves in any such thing which does not benefit you, and keep away from the enemy, and save yourself from friends, except for when he is trustworthy, for there is none equal to the trustworthy one. Allahu Akbar. From all of the things, from all of the qualities to look for in a friend, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what does he mention? It's the second Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Umar Farooq, he states that except for the one who is trustworthy, because there's none that can match the trustworthy one. My dear viewers, inshallah, being trustworthy, this quality is so beautiful. Really, it is so beautiful. Why? Because trust is the first thing, the most important thing. It's amongst the most important things. If somebody is reliable, if they're trustworthy, you can always count on them. If you are in need, you can trust this person, is trustworthy, then no problem, alhamdulillah. But if the person is not trustworthy, then it could be a problem. Why? Because at any time, you can never depend on such a person. So Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu mentioned the trustworthy one. And then he says, and do not be with the sinner. Do not be with the sinner, for he will teach you sins. This is what happens. There are many people who you think, oh, this person's such a good person. And then they'll maybe at school, maybe at college, sometimes throughout school, they're completely fine. And then it's college or university. Different, it could be any time they meet somebody. They become good friends with somebody. What happens? Now they've suddenly, let's just say, as an example, they begin to smoke cigarettes. They would never smoke, they were against it. Now they begin to smoke cigarettes. Or now they're not only smoking cigarettes, now they're on marijuana. Now they're taking other drugs. And then they go from that, they're going to, you know, coke maybe, going to heroin. Heroin is a place where there's no return for majority of the people. What happens? Why is this? Due to their friends. Honestly, there'll be many parents who would say, they would say, no, he was completely fine, but he did have these bad friends. And because of them, now his entire life is destroyed. His entire life is destroyed, or hers. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he states that, and do not be with the sinner, for he will teach you sins. This is what they do. What good are they going to teach you? When they indulge in sins, that's all they can teach you. All they can teach you is sins. Do not be with the sinner, for he will teach you sins. And do not mention secrets before him. Do not mention secrets before him. And if it was one thing to remember, just speaking about secrets, if you were to tell people, it's no longer a secret. And some people think, oh, that's obvious. That's obvious. If you tell people, it's no longer a secret. But yet this is one of the greatest problems we have, because as soon as we know that this needs to remain secret, what will we do? We will tell somebody. We will tell somebody else. If we find out about somebody else's secret, we will pass it on. It's no longer a secret now, is it? Or sometimes we think, no, I'm just going to tell this one person. You'll tell just this one person. That's it, you're not going to tell anybody else. But that one person who you told him not to tell anyone. Don't tell nobody this, I'm just telling you this. And he'll think, oh, okay then, go and tell me. And he'll tell that person. And he'll be like, wow, yeah, okay. So now he will go to somebody who's close to him. He'll say, oh, guess what? I said, oh, but I'm not supposed to be telling you. Don't make sure you don't tell anybody else's, just you. And he will tell him the secret. And that person will go to somebody else. I'm not, nobody should know. And he finds out this person already knows. Why? Because by telling that one person, he've told everybody. Secrets are no longer secrets, are they, if you're telling others? Remember, a general rule of thumb. If you need, this is just general information too. It's not just secrets. Sadly, we're living in a time where news spreads so fast. You know, you call everybody, you give them names, news reporters. You know, there are some people, and this was during the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam too. What comes to mind, Allahu Akbar. There was one individual, I can't remember his name. But when Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he had accepted Islam, he knew of this person. Now this person spreads news so quickly. He says, I have become a Muslim. I have accepted Islam, I've become a Muslim. That person, he goes screaming, shouting in the streets, oh people, Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Umar, Ibn Khattab, the son of Khattab, he has become a Muslim. He's telling everybody. Hazrat Umar Farooq, by the way, my dear viewers, he wished for the news to get out. So he thought the best person to tell would be this person, because he tells, and we have people like this, don't we? By the way, my dear viewers, remember that everybody has their own secrets, everybody has their own defects, everybody has their own imperfections and shortcomings. If you expose that of other people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may expose yours. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not expose our sins, our defects. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from them too, and aid us in removing them, inshallah azza wa jal. But my dear viewers, inshallah, sadly, we do have such people who they just wish to spread information. It's said about a person who even looks at the letter of another person without their permission, that he has looked into the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. So we should not, you know, maybe sometimes like, oh, messages, let's see who's messaging this person, what messages they have. No, we should keep secrets, as Hazrat Umar Farooq says. And then he states that, and seek counsel in your affairs from those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, whatever you are going to do, seek counsel, meaning speak to people. Take the advice of people. I wish to do, let's just say, for example, maybe a business. I wish to go into such and such thing. What would you advise? But remember, there are many people out there who are haters, as we would call it. Haters, meaning those, sadly, we have this, that they don't want another person to be successful. I'm not successful myself. I don't wish this person to be successful too. I'll give them wrong advice. Sadly, there are many people like this. And this is why, what does Hazrat Umar Farooq say? He says, and seek counsel in your affairs from those who fear Allah. Not just from anybody. Not just anybody, no. From those who fear Allah. Because only those who truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you objective and good advice, inshallah azza wa jal. So we need to think, who are those people around us? Are those people we can trust? And we should only keep those people around us, those people we are sharing our secrets with, if we need to share them, that is, those people we are seeking counsel from, if they are one thing trustworthy, and if they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's move to our daily hadith sharif, because we have so much more to show you. We have the fruit too, inshallah, and we also have a clip of Ghulami Rasul. Let's first listen to the daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Now regarding the honorable companions, radwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained, "Do not speak ill of my companions. Because if any of you were to give charity the amount of gold equivalent to the whole of Mount Uhud, it would not be equivalent to a single mud or half a mud given by any of them." Now what's the explanation of this hadith? Is that if a companion gave a small amount of barley in charity, whilst a ghawth, qutb, or any ordinary Muslim gave a mountain's worth of gold, the latter were not near the level of acceptance and closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same is true regarding fasting, salah, and all other acts of worship. When salah in Masjid al-Nabawi is equivalent to 50,000 offered salah elsewhere, what words could adequately explain the rank of the companions who physically saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and spent time in his company? What can be said of the amazing acts of worship? Now the rank of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions is really, really high. This hadith also teaches us to mention the honorable companions with nothing but good. They are never to be spoken about with belittling or disrespectful terms, not even in the slightest. These are specific individuals Allah chose to accompany His beloved. Now imagine this, just as an example. When a merciful father does not let his son stay in the company of bad people, then how could our merciful Lord Azza wa Jal like for His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stay in such company? The companions' superiority is founded on the fact that they accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and lived in the era of divine revelation. If anyone from our lives for 1,000 years tries to spend his entire time obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refraining from disobedience, such that we become the greatest worshipper of our era, even then, dear viewers of Madani Channel, even then, all of this worship will not match a single moment spent in the companionship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The lesson that we learn here is that whenever we speak about the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, always with respect. Never use disrespectful terms. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. We do have a clip too of Ghulam Rasul. For those who generally don't watch Ghulam Rasul clips, don't show them to their kids. You need to start showing them to your kids. Honestly, mashallah, you will, even for yourselves, you'll enjoy. Mashallah, I did really, well, I do, shall I say, really enjoy watching them too. Alhamdulillah, azza. And the beauty is that you learn too, inshallah, azza wa jal. I'd like to, in fact, I think we'll move straight to our fruit segment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Today's fruit, peaches. Peaches are small fruits with a fuzzy peel and a sweet white or yellow flesh. Peaches are related to plums, they're cousins, they're related. Apricots also, cherries and even almonds. They are considered drupes or stone fruits because their flesh surrounds a shell that houses an edible seed. They can be eaten on their own or even added to a variety of dishes. What's more, peaches are nutritious and may offer an array of health benefits, including improved digestion, smoother skin, and allergy relief. Just one fruit has up to 15% of the vitamin C you require each day. This nutrient helps your body heal wounds and keeps your immune system going strong. It also helps get rid of free radicals, those chemicals that have been linked to cancer, because they can damage your cells.
It improves your eyesight. It's good in keeping the digestion running smoothly. It said that one medium peach can give you as much as 9% of the fiber your body requires each day. High fiber foods can protect you from health problems like diabetes, heart disease, and several types of cancer. And getting enough fiber can also prevent constipation. It helps you remain at a healthy weight. Clocking in at fewer than 60 calories, peaches have no saturated fats, cholesterol, or sodium. And more than 85% of a peach is water, plus foods high in fiber are more filling. It contains vitamin E. It keeps your bones healthy also. It is good for your gut. It gives you something to smile about. Yes, peaches are also exciting, sweet, nice fruits. And my dear viewers, the fiber, potassium, vitamin C content in peaches all support our heart health. Let's make it a habit of ours to regularly eat peaches. Add peaches to your fiber day.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And subhanAllah, it shows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all of these things, and they are all so beneficial, really. The benefit that they have on our health are so good for us. Really, they're very, very good for us. And especially, mashallah, the way they've placed it, the way they've made it, mashallah, not only the sound, but the pictures, brilliant. Mashallah, azzajal. It makes me feel alright. Really, really want that. I'd like to quickly mention a hadith sharif of, or a athar of Hazrat Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, he states, "Do not befriend an open sinner, for he will embellish, he will make it look beautiful, he will beautify. He will beautify his action and present it to you. Make it look good. Make you want to do it. And he will desire for you to become like himself. And he will display his worst quality as a good one. Him visiting you is a defect and a point of shame. And do not befriend a foolish person, for he will place himself into difficulty and not benefit you at all. And it is possible that he attempt to benefit you at times, but inflict you with harm instead. His silence is better than his speech. Distance from him is better than being close to him. And his death is better for you than life. Do not befriend a liar either, for socializing with him will not benefit you. He will speak about you to others and speak about others to you." Allahu Akbar, this happens so much. "And if you speak the truth, even then he will not speak the truth." Hazrat Ja'far ibn Sulaiman rahimahullah ta'ala states that, "I saw a dog following Hazrat Sayyidina Malik ibn Dinar radiallahu ta'ala an. So I said that, 'Oh Abu Yahya, such a thing, why is it you've got a dog with you?' He says that this dog is better than an evil companion." Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, stay with those. Keep the company of those who are good. Refrain from those who perform wrong actions, inshallah, this shall be good, this shall be beneficial for you. We have a clip of Ghulami Rasool. Let's quickly see what he's up to today, and then inshallah we shall conclude our program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Aaj main kisi ko nahi chhodunga.
ये पानी कहाँ से आ रहा है? बारिश तो नहीं हो रही? अरे फैजान भाई, ये क्या हरकत है? मेरी किताब भी गीली कर दी है आपने। मैं अभी नीचे आकर आपसे बात करता हूँ।
आप जब तक नीचे आओगे मैं भाग जाऊंगा।
अरे मुंह चिढ़ाना बुरी बात है। कितनी बार गुलाम रसूल भाई ने समझाया है?
अभी आप बताओगे मुझे ये बात।
ये फैसान भाई को क्या हो गया? पहले तो ऐसे नहीं थे। जरूर
बुरे बच्चों में बैठ रहे होंगे।
डॉक्टर साहब, डॉक्टर साहब जल्दी चलें, जल्दी चलें, पेशेंट है। अरे फिजान में छोड़ मेरा, छोड़ मेरा। डॉक्टर साहब जल्दी करें, जल्दी प्लीज। अरे फिजान नहीं, मैं कोई डॉक्टर वॉक्टर नहीं हूँ, छोड़े मेरा हाथ। क्या हो गया आपको?
हाँ मुझे पता है आप डॉक्टर नहीं है, लेकिन बेवकूफ जरूर है, इसीलिए तो 2 साल से कपड़े पहन कर घूम रहे।
ये आज फिजान भाई को क्या हो गया? ऐसी बदतमीजी पहले तो नहीं की।
ये स्कूटी मुझे पकड़ा दे और आप आराम से दरवाजा खोल लें।
जी बहुत शुक्रिया। फैजान भाई मेरी स्कूटी कहाँ जा रहे हैं? जल्दी चक्कर लगा कर आ जाइएगा।
अब मैं कभी नहीं आऊंगा। जा शाबाश, अब ये मेरी हो गई।
अरे मेरी स्कूटी है। ये फैजान भाई को क्या हो गया?
राइका बच्चे,
फैजान भाई ये क्या हरकत है? गुलाम रसूल भाई आपको चोट तो नहीं लगी?
नहीं नहीं अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह।
मेरे साथ भी फैजान भाई ने बहुत बुरा किया है। ये स्कूटी मेरी ही थी लेकिन बगैर पूछे लेके चले गए।
मेरे साथ भी बदतमीजी की है
और मुझ पर तो पानी वाली गन से फायर किए थे। मैं तो इनको नहीं छोड़ूंगा, अल्लाह करे ये जाते हुए गिर जाए।
अरे बबलू भाई किसी को भी बददुआ नहीं देनी चाहिए। हदीस पाक में भी मुसलमान को बददुआ देने से मना किया गया है और इस तरह की छोटी छोटी बातों पर बदला नहीं लेना चाहिए। प्यारे आका सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि व आलिहि वसल्लम की मुबारक सुन्नत है कि आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि व आलिहि वसल्लम अपने ऊपर जुल्म करने वालों को अल्लाह पाक की रजा के लिए माफ फरमा दिया करते थे। बस अल्लाह पाक खैर फरमाएगा, सब्र करें, अल्लाह पाक सब्र करने वालों के साथ है।
लेकिन मेरी स्कूटी?
जी इनकी स्कूटी का तो कुछ करना पड़ेगा।
जी जी मिल जाएगी, लेकिन सोचने की बात यह है कि फैजान भाई को अचानक हो क्या गया है?
हो सकता है कोई बुरा दोस्त बना लिया हो।
आप लोग बचे,
इनका तो कुछ करना ही पड़ेगा। गुलाम रसूल भाई फैजान को मिलकर पकड़ते हैं।
चले ठीक है, आप और नुमान भाई इस तरफ से जाएं। उसैद भाई आप इस तरफ और मैं रायका को घर छोड़कर आता हूँ। चले रायका।
नुमान भाई ये देखे, मतलब कि यहीं से गए होंगे वो।
जी भागे इसी तरफ।
अब कहाँ जाओगे बच्चू?
अब तो सही पकड़े गए हो।
आप साइड में हो जाएं, मुझे जाना है काम से।
हमारा सुकून बर्बाद करके अब आपको काम से जाना है?
मेरे प्यारे फैजान भाई सबसे पहले तो स्कूटी से उतरिए, ये नुमान भाई की है। वैसे फैजान भाई आज आपको हो क्या गया है और इतने दिनों से आप मिले भी नहीं?
मैंने नए दोस्त बना लिए हैं, अब मुझे आपकी जरूरत नहीं है।
जी गुलाम रसूल भाई कहा था ना मैंने, कोई दोस्त मिल गया होगा। बुरा
बुरा नहीं है, वही अच्छा है। शरारते करने में जितना मजा आता है ना, वो किसी काम में भी नहीं आता।
फैजान भाई आपने ये जो भी किया सब तंग हुए हैं, ये बहुत गलत बात थी।
भाई मुझे ना समझाएं, मैं तो ऐसे ही करता हूँ।
अल्लाह अकबर।
फैजान भाई ये बहुत बुरी बात है, हमारे प्यारे और आखिरी नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि व आलिहि वसल्लम ने इरशाद फरमाया, जिसने मुसलमान को तकलीफ दी उसने मुझे तकलीफ दी, जिसने मुझे तकलीफ दी उसने अल्लाह ताला को तकलीफ दी, यानी जिसने अल्लाह पाक को तकलीफ दी तो अल्लाह पाक उसे अजाब देगा।
जी अभी आपने जो भी किया हमें तकलीफ पहुंचाई, नियत करें कि आइंदा ऐसा नहीं करेंगे।
अच्छा ठीक है,
और अगर हमसे फिर से दोस्ती करनी है तो अच्छा बच्चा बनना पड़ेगा। हम सबको अपनी सोसाइटी का अच्छा बच्चा बनकर रहना चाहिए, सोसाइटी के सब लोग हमसे खुश हों, छोटे बच्चे हमें देखकर अच्छी बातें सीखें, और हमें चाहिए कि हम खुद अच्छे काम करें और दूसरों को भी अच्छी चीजें सिखाएं, बुराइयों से खुद भी रुकें और दूसरों को भी रोकें।
गुलाम रसूल भाई मुझसे गलती हो गई, सॉरी, मैं आइंदा ऐसा नहीं करूँगा और मैं आप सबसे भी सॉरी करता हूँ। जिस चीज को मेरी वजह से तकलीफ पहुँची मैं उन सबसे सॉरी करता हूँ।
Keep watching Kids One.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers, we don't have much time Well, we have no time left. That's all for today. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Tomorrow, please do join us for more Rise and Shine. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And for now, also please do continue to recite as much Durood Sharif as possible. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun